It looked a derelict building. The windows were broken, whatever they had, they got plywood up to them, and the front door was looking a bit sick. If it's had its day, like, you know.
That's why it was so dark. But that one, what my brother had, his was electric kill.
It wasn't a bottle kill or anything like that. It was a... The area was about 5 feet long, 4 feet high and 4 feet wide. It was like sort of a box kill. But it was all done in fire brick. Fire bricks inside it weighed a ton. And it took 5 hours to sort of lift it in.
To the American.
Lift it into the bottom basement of the American, yeah. What you do in actual fact is you plug it in, you fire it, and get it going, first of all, and then make sure that's what then used to slide your wear in. And that's what he used to do. Cups, saucers and plates and whatever have you. Well, on a small kill like that, it could be 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
Before you could remove it.
Yeah.
Very, very, very hot. Well, you are doing about, I don't know, but what you're talking degrees, that 480, that hot, you know. But I mean, just a nice way of firing. A double door with a big, like an old fashioned latch bang in the middle with a bar across. And we used to have to undo that just to get the kill in. It was 5 hours, got our hands around it, lifted it out of the van, and we carried it through the side door here into that department where you've got and it had to go on a plinth. Because we couldn't put it on the floor because of the heat and loading the kettle.